In Warwag 1, windshield wipers worked steadily to keep the front glass clear of the rain. Humming and shaking, the patched air conditioner was working full power, and the atmosphere inside the Warwag was almost clear of the rotten egg stink of the deadly downpour. The burning wreckage of an APC sat blown apart before the rig, and all around the blast site, bodies of the Outriders eroded under the onslaught of the acid rain.
Hit it again! No prisoners!
A few moments later, the rig shuddered as another missile was launched from the roof pod, and this time the APC was hit dead center. The crew in the control room cheered as the radio crackled with static. Nobody paid attention to it, as the comm did that with every flash of lightning. But this time somebody started speaking.
Anybody hear us on this? We got this hand comm from a bike that the rain hadn't swamped yet.
Kate spun at that and stared hard at the speaker. What the hell was going on here? That sure wasn't Gordon over in Warwag 2.
You and the big rig listening to me? The name is Ryan Carter, and I used to run with Trader back in the darks. I'm here with J.B. Dix and some others.
Weapons on full. Shoot anything coming our way.
Kate took out her handcom and extended the slim antenna until the telescoping silver almost reached the ceiling, then pressed the transmit switch.
Ryan, eh? That name is familiar to me. So where the hell blast are you?
Out here in the rain. Look on your four.
Blackjack checked the radar screen.
Bullshit! Ain't nothing out there but dead as in wreckage. It's some kind of trick.
From above, Eric piped through the speakers.
That's not quite correct. The ears picking up their voices through the rain. They are exactly where they claim to be.
While the gunners in the machine gun blisters swept their blasters across the soaked desert, Kate worried a knuckle.
Perhaps.
She then went to the periscope to track the area for herself. But sure enough, there they were. A half dozen or so people wrapped in plastic like MRE meals and standing on a sandy mound, the yellow runoff creeping steadily up the side of their dwindling island. Jessica leaned into the windshield to try to get a look.
What the hell is going on here? Some of Gaza's segment left the wag?
Men or women?
Jake flipped a switch to turn on the halogen headlights. The beams stabbed into the rain, but were swallowed whole after only a few yards.
He's got all those damn wives, you know. I heard it was 100.
Nah, only a few. But this looks like a mix. Might be a kid and a wrinkly, too, but I can't tell for sure.
Taking a rag from his pants, Blackjack wiped the inside of the blister to remove the thickening fog of condensation that the damn AC always caused.
Think it's a mutiny?
The trader pushed up the periscope.
No. No way that one APC could hold a dozen people, even if they were stuffed in like cordwood.
Might have been riding on top. Then the rain came and they ran just before we used the missiles.
In spite of her gut feeling on the matter, Kate had to admit that did cover everything and made a damn lot of sense. The logical thing would be for them to start the engines and leave, letting the rain ace the strangers in its own way. Only that Civi had spoken well of Ryan, and she had been hearing rumors of such a man who traveled the Deathlands chilling slavers and such. That alone earned him a lot of ammo in her book. Maybe even enough for a face-to-face. The radio crackled once more, cutting off her thoughts.
Hello? You still there?
I hear ya.
Kate walked over to the front window. There wasn't much to be seen through the downpour.
So what do you want from me?
How about letting us in? We're getting chilled out here.
Jake and Blackjack both snorted rudely at that. At the door, the guard worked the bolt on his M16 and tested the locks to make sure the hatch was firmly secured. Kate approved. Her people knew their jobs. Hopefully, so did she.
You might get chilled in here. It's just a question of my blasters or the nuking rain. I got no reason to ace you, but then I also got no reason to trust you. But tell you what, we'll shoot you if you like and save getting melted from the chems.
Okay, here's a new deal. We know what Gaza is. Fair trade. A ride for the info.
Muty crap. The Baron is chilled. Gotta be. I mean, look at that fucking wag.
If he was inside.
Kate then raised the handcom to her mouth and pressed the transmit switch.
Deal sounds okay, but too many riding along. I only need one of you to talk.
Nobody talks unless we all go.
Somebody was coughing hard from the stink of the polluted water.
The deal is everybody rides or nobody.
You a family?
Close enough.
Part of her ability to trade with barons and civvies was the talent to tell a fucking lie from a masked truth. Kate could hear in his voice that he considered this the truth. That didn't mean it was. He could be insane. But she wasn't getting that read off the man, so she made her decision.
Okay. Drop your blasters and come in one at a time. Anybody gets fancy and my troops will cut you down.
That dog has no teeth. We keep the blasters and coming together.
Then you don't come in.
Then you don't get Gaza.
There was a long pause as the rainwater slowly rose.
Okay, final chance. You come in with the iron, but take it off once inside. But keep your knives. That's as good as it gets, take it or leave it.
And how do I know we can trust you?
Fair enough. Jake, give them the lights.
The driver adjusted the controls, and on the outside hull of the war wag, brilliant electric lights came on, illuminating the sides of the huge rig. Covered by several layers of clear acrylic paint, salvaged from an auto body shop, was the carefully painted symbol of a lightning bolt slashing across a star.
If you know anything, that says everything. The word of the traitor is Jack in every vill for 1,000 miles along the new Mex and Panhandle.
Yes, it is. Okay, you got a deal. We're coming in.
And use the back door. And wipe your feet.
Kate turned the radio off. Blackjack turned from the machine gun blister.
Think we can trust him, Chief?
I don't trust anybody.
She tucked the handcom away and pulled out the Ingram to check the ammo clip.
Have armed guards meet them in the washroom, and if they cause us any trouble, blow them to hell.
Time to reload. Deathlands is continued on the next CD.